Hi, I'm Missy. I'm a DIY DJ, and you can be too. This is Listener Driven Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everybody. Boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family in that good old fashioned way. We hope that we can please you, bring you some.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we've got some new and recently released music from Hilda Voss, Coulter Wall, and the Shirt Tuckers. We've got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Miss Leslie and her Juke Jointers, Steve Earle, Emmy Lou Harris, and more. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show. walking slow and thinking about him. How long can I live without him? Teardrops dim these eyes that watch the door. And though I've got this heartsick feeling, still I hope that he'll come stealing back through the door. Like always before, I'll forgive him once more and stop walking the floor. Beautiful country music to start us off this week, friends. How you doing? Welcome into the program. Episode number 88 of the Boots and Saddle Show with me, Sean Burns. Kicking it off today with Miss Leslie and her Juke Jointers went all the way back to their 2005 record, Honky Tonk Revival, to hear I'm Walking Slow and Thinking About Him. Just a quick sidebar to my friend Scott Franchuk in Edmonton, who's no doubt tuned in at some point. Scott, I need you to go back and listen to that one again. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think you do. Co-written by Bobby Bear. And I think originally the song was released as a single all the way back in 1962 by Ray Price, one of the greatest ever. And I think it was the A-side to Pride, which was a gigantic hit for Ray Price and a staple in the country music catalog. But Miss Leslie, I like that Honky Tonk Revival record. I like the sound of it. I like the playing. I like the arrangements. It's got that Texas dancehall thing, that real honky-tonk thing that that my band Lost Country has been chasing since we cemented our lineup in the last couple of years. Of course, rotating cast of fiddle players, but the core four are intact, and that's exactly the sound that I myself have been chasing for sure. Love that stuff. Nice little bass fill at the end. Did you catch that? That's a move. That's a move I've been incorporating a bit. Gets a laugh on the bandstand sometimes. Speaking of Lost Country, we had a nice weekend. Thank you to the folks that came out and saw us on Saturday, this past Saturday night. We were at Bell's Kitchen and Music Hall, and we did three sets. We had a brand new fiddle player, Caitlin Baker. She did a fantastic job, did a ton of homework. You will definitely see her with us again in the future. On Friday night, this past Friday, we were at the ANAF Club 60 on River Avenue. And I don't usually go down to that sort of area. Osborne Village is really none of my business. But I love that place. It's like a real beer joint, you know? And we did the four-piece, got a little greasy, saw a bunch of you folks that tune into the program at the show. I appreciate it very much, you know? Some compliments on the band. But perhaps even more compliments on the Boots and Saddle Show. I accept. I appreciate it. Thank you. But I love that place. You know, it's a gritty little joint, and it's a great place to play country music. We had a good time. So thanks everyone for coming out. Remind you that we are on stage every Thursday next month in February at Park Alleys. So there you go. And then you're not going to really have much opportunity to see us again till the fall when we release the new record. I'm going to tell you all about what's happening for the Boots and Saddle Show next month a little later on in the program. But until then, let's just get into some music here. Listen to some music together. I've had a crazy week. My wife has been on the road. She usually goes on the road for 4 to 5 days at a time. Four days, four nights, and it's back. And my daughter, we get into this little routine, this little rhythm, and it's great. But she's in the middle of this thing. She's going to get home late tonight, 12 days, 12 nights, which is the longest she and my daughter have ever been apart, the longest my daughter and I have ever been one-on-one. It's been a very intense emotional journey. I'm not sure I've ever done anything more difficult or lived through anything more difficult than this past week with a 3.5-year-old who misses her mom and is confused by her dad. But we made it through, and thanks. I had some people close to me checking in, and I appreciate it. So needless to say, I've been a little behind on preparing the show. So I've thrown something together here that I think is solid and maybe a little bit different than what we're used to here and there. This is the part of the show where we usually lay some beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers on you. Here's some beautiful country rock by beautiful country rock singers. How about that? I used to sing this one back in a different lifetime from a 2009 record called The Fine Print, a collection of oddities and rarities from 2003 to 2008. Here's the Drive-By Truckers with George Jones talking cell phone blues right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I just passed a Jimmy and a wife. I've been smoking ever since I kissed my baby goodbye. Like a headlight of wind, but I'm not like someone who cries.
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Well, the roof blew off the club in Oklahoma City. Fireman said the show can't go on. So we spent another night somewhere in New Mexico, drinking until all our money was gone. We had a day to kill, so we climbed up a mountain, walked straight down the other side. Picked up a hitchhiker on the way back to Taos and said, thank you, boys, for the ride. If I could separate what's real from what I've been dreaming, I could live to fight another day. If I'd listened to my mom, she said, don't be believing everything them riders say. There's no line at the door and only 30 people bother to advance pay. If I could separate what's real from what I've been dreaming, I could live to fight another day. Songs on a radio show. Well, you never can tell if anyone is listening. I guess it don't kill us what we don't know. So we play them just the same, and we tell them our name and where to find us on the computer screen. When we're packing it up, I hear Stu on the phone saying, baby, I'm living the dream. If I could separate what's real from what I've been dreaming, I could live to fight another day. If I'd listen to my mom, she said, don't be believing them riders say. There's no light at the door and only 20 people bother to advance pay. If I could separate what's real from what I've been dreaming, I could live to fight another day. Sell 10 t-shirts, 20 CDs to get from Stephenville to Houston town. Well, there's people there who care a little about me, and you know they won't let the poor boy down. It's 5:29 Central Daylight Time when the five of
come strolling in. Well, it smiles all around, cause it's 76 hours before we gotta be leaving again. If I could separate what's real from what I've been dreaming, I could live to fight another day. If I'd listened to my dad and said, don't be believing everything, the Dutch rider said, hey, there's no lie. Separate what's real from what I've been dreaming. I could live to fight another day. If I could separate what's real from what I've been dreaming, I could live to fight another day.
So we listened to that one together. Emmylou Harris with C'est la vie from her 1976 record, Luxury Liner. If you tuned in last week, perhaps you'll remember I played a song from Buck Owens called Made in Japan. And prior to us listening to the song together, I said, this is perfect country music bass playing, like as close to perfect as you can get. Especially on the electric bass. It's just perfect. It's a very disciplined, concise part. Consistent. Just fantastic, inspiring bass playing for me. What we just heard there is like borders on unlistenable and offensive. And I apologize to the country music fans out there. And this happens every time. And last time I played an Emmylou song, I, of course, I was can't help but tell you the truth. I'm not really a big fan. And, I'm sorry about that. That's probably the last time we're ever going to hear from her on this show. Before that, we heard from the Wrinkle Neck Mules with a song called Central Daylight Time from their 2012 record, Apprentice to Ghosts, a band out of Richmond, Virginia. I don't believe they're together anymore. I do believe they're not together anymore. I was going through a bunch of external hard drives here in Boots and Saddle headquarters and going through some old stuff. And man, I stumbled upon all these photographs from 15, 20 years ago from when I was younger and living a completely different life. And I was pretty rattled, I'll be honest with you, pretty rattled for about 36 hours. But then I also found a bunch of notes of songs and bands, you know, check this out, or here's a song. And then I stumbled across that one and I said, you know, this fits with the country rock set. Man, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. C'est la vie. That was. I'm sure Chuck Berry didn't care for that one. You know, the writer of that song. Neither did I. Before that, we finally got around to a request that I got a while back from a regular listener, one of the most loyal regular listeners we've got, John, out in Kamloops, British Columbia. At some point, he asked me to play Steve Earle's version of 6 Days on the Road. I said, yeah, I'll do it next week. And then next week turned into 6 or 8 weeks, and I totally forgot. So there it was. I like that version, released as a single in 1987, written by Earl Green and a Muscle Shoals studio songwriter named Carl Montgomery. Of course, you know, 6 Days on the Road, made famous by Dave Dudley. But Steve Earle and the Dukes, their version of 6 Days was released as a single in 1987, like I said, also famously featured on the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack, appearing on MCA Records, MCA 53249, that single, and it reached number 29 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles charts. Of course, 6 Days on the Road, like a well-traveled standard of country music. I often say that any respectable country music band out there ought to be able to play 6 Days on the Road for you. Others of note who have recorded 6 Days on the Road include Charlie Pride, Del Reeves, George Jones, Ferlin Husky, Boxcar Willie, Red Sovine, Jim Croce, George Thorogood, Michael Nesmith, the Flying Burrito Brothers, no thank you, Graham Parsons and the Fallen Angels, on the no-fly list, the no-playlist here on Boots and Saddle, New Riders of the Purple Sage, Tom Petty's band Mudcrutch did it, Taj Mahal's version from 1969 is incredible, arguably as good as any of the hardcore country music ones out there. For me, it's Taj Mahal and Red Simpson, his version of 6 Days on the Road. Those are the top ones for me. A band from Winnipeg called Sean Burns and Lost Country, we also recorded that song a handful of years ago. Kicking off that block of tunes was a song I used to sing in the band before it was called Lost Country, before it was Lost Country, like I said, in a different life. The George Jones Talking Cell Phone Blues by the Drive-By Truckers, found on a nice compilation record called The Fine Print, a collection of oddities and rarities from 2003 to 2008 that was released in 2009. Friends, you're tuned in to the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for tuning in this week, last week, next week, any week, anytime. Appreciate you making some time for the program. Okay, I got a block of new and recently released tunes here for you, relatively. All three of these ones were released in November. I got hip to this next artist and next song online a couple weeks back because Ags Connolly from the UK had made a post saying that he'd written this song for Hilde Voss, I think from the Netherlands. Her new record, Belmont Boulevard, was released on November 16th. And here's the Ags Connolly penned country music song, One Last Heartache, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Well, hello, I'm doing fine. I didn't expect you on the line. Guess you saw me and him drinking wine. I've got one last heartache left in me. And I got one last heartache left in me. Did you think I've given up completely? You destroyed the woman I used to be. But I've got one last heartache left in me. Yes, I.
There's a path that I regularly walk through. In the dark, empty streets of my mind. But this path only leads to a bar stool where your memory can be left behind, replacing memories with empties again. Many times I have turned on my heels, and I've tried to find a better road. But each step that I take, you pursue all the way, till I walk myself through swinging doors, replacing memories with empty.
And Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's G-I-L-M-O-R-E guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
and I think about the ways I let you down. Now I wish I would have stayed and held you tightly, but every time I left to paint the town, so pardon me if I hurt you, I'm sorry.
I think they're out of Nashville. Interesting sound, interesting band, to me anyways. That's the Shirt Tuckers with Pardon Me from their record Introducing, released back on November 7th. Before that, from the beautiful province of Saskatchewan, from a nice little southwest corner of the province, is Colter Wall with the title track to his most recent record, Memories and Empties, released back on November 14th. We've heard, oh boy, a lot of it on the program. Lots of it. And I was surprised I hadn't played that one yet. It's a beautiful song. Sounds great in these headphones. Fantastic recording. Cannot shower enough accolades on that band either. Kicking it all off was Hilda Voss with One Last Heartache, written by Ags Connolly, and on her new record, Belmont Boulevard, which was released on November 16th. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns, coming right at you here from Boots and Saddle headquarters, recording on a Sunday night. But, you know that our week begins on Tuesday. And that's when we air on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, in a highly coveted time slot, 11 a.m. to noon p.m. CKUW likes the Boots and Saddle Show so much that they rebroadcast the episode the following Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. But our week begins on Tuesday, and we broadcast on a handful of stations across Canada into the United States. The archived episodes, as I mentioned, at least once or twice a week, those get updated Tuesday afternoons around 3 p.m. Central, and you can listen to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Why am I telling you all this? Because next month, things are going to be just a little bit different. When I relaunched the Boots and Saddle Show after our two-year break, I left CKUW. I was the fourth host of the show. I hosted for 5.5 years. It's, it really became my show, and I left and I said, I'm going to retain the name and it's going to be my show. Maybe one day I'll do it again. I don't know, in a semi-permanent hiatus. And then I returned May of 2024. And I said, this is an independent radio program, produced by me, and I'd like to air on as many stations as I can. But it was important to me to get back to CKUW. Very thankful, grateful for the platform they've provided me for all these years. And said, I want to make sure that the show's on CKUW. It's a bit different than a lot of the shows you hear on campus and community radio. We have our own sponsors for the show. Independent radio program, but, syndicated across the nation. but important to have a voice here on CKUW. I love CKUW and the folks down there. Next month, February, they're going to be doing their annual fund drive. They have a $60,000 goal again this year. And last year they reached it, which is great. And the whole reason that I even came back was because this time slot was occupied by a syndicated program called Dollar Country out of Ohio. Great radio program, country music radio program. But, you know, they weren't going to be participating in the fund drive. So I said, hey, I'll come down and I'll just give you a warm body and a big mouth. And they said, sure, come on down. And after that, it sort of reinvigorated me. And even though I don't do live radio, I still knew I wanted to come back. And then I ended up coming back. And last year, we did a good job at the fund drive. So all that to tell you, fund drive this year for CKUW runs from Friday, February 6th to Friday, February 20th. I will be live in studio on Tuesday, February 10th and Tuesday, February 17th from 11 a.m. to noon p.m. for fund drive. And then it occurred to me, well, what are you going to do with that Sunday afternoon? You don't want to leave anybody hanging. So I'm going to go back down to the studio on the Sundays, February 8th, and more than likely I will be there again on February 15th. That's my wife's birthday, so I've got to tread lightly. But Violet has a thing in the afternoon down there at the university, right at 1:30, so there's a strong chance. Anyways, that's what's going on. There's your update. Now, for our friends that tune in on the podcast apps or on our partner stations, you know, last year I just gave you like a 10, 15-minute update on the fun drive and played a couple songs. But I don't want to do that this year. I want to give you a real episode, something real to chew on. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I'm not going to leave you hanging to any of our listeners out there on our partner stations or on the podcast apps. So there you go. That's what's happening. All right? Great. I told you that I was going through all these hard drives, found all this old stuff, all these notes, all these songs, and I threw together a set here of some lost country. This one was released as a single in 1972. It's Don Glass with I Didn't Find a Saint in New Orleans, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I loved a cowboy in Dallas. He was so big and strong. He threw a pass and I caught it, but I couldn't hold on. Cause when I mentioned marriage, he ran away from me and made the longest touchdown in Big D.
See, make sure you give her lots of time to be alone, and she'll keep bringing all her love to me. Don't change a single thing in your life, and don't ever miss a chance to stay out late at night. Take her for granted just because she wears your name. She'll keep bringing all her love to me. You give her lots of time to walk the floor, 'cause I know where that first footstep will lead. Kiss her with no more feeling than you've had before, and she'll keep bringing all her love to me. Oh, don't change a single thing in your life, and don't ever miss a chance to stay out late at night. Take her for granted just because she wears your name. She'll keep bringing all her love to me. Yes, she'll keep bringing all her love to me.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Located at 329 5th Street South, for over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
Everybody's laughing at the way I did me wrong. They
Well, that was an interesting one, to say the least. The Homesteaders with Show Me the Way to the Circus from their 1968 Little Darlin' record, A New Frontier. Before that, a single released in I'm not sure when, gotta be the 70s though, Dennis Ivey with She'll Keep Bringing All Her Love to Me, released on Lakeview Records out of Bryan, Texas, and until relatively recently, maybe even still, I'm not sure, maybe some of you out there will know better than me, but Dennis Ivey was still out there singing country music songs on stages in Texas anyway. Where, you know, best place to do it, isn't it? Kicking it all off was Don Glass with a single released in 1972 called I Didn't Find a Saint in New Orleans. Three-pack there of some lost country. We got time for one more here for you this week, friends. We're going to close it out with a song from Ags Connolly. We heard a song that he wrote for another artist earlier in the program today, and I thought, hey, what the heck? Let's go to Ags himself. We'll go back to his debut record from 2014, How About Now, to hear a beautiful song called That's the Last Time. Friends, Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the program are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, music submissions, anything you like. bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Sean Burns and Lost Country are going to be on stage this Friday night, January 23rd, up in Gimli, Manitoba at the Ship and Plow. I think the show starts at 8:30. Get your tickets now. Make the trip up to Gimli, weather permitting, of course. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. We'll chat later.
The other night, you sent a message to me. You asked if I was in town, like I am usually. Said I wasn't around, but I wanted to be. But that's the last time I'm setting you free. I let you go just where you wanted to go, with your cars and your shoes and your mind of your own. I'm a solitary person, but I'm tired of being alone. But that's the last time I'm letting you go. I'm tired of you spreading your wings. You're a hard-headed woman, but you listen to me. And the longer I leave it, the harder it'll be. But that's the last time I'm setting you free. To go, and I was left dreaming of the chances I'd blown. That's the last time I'm letting you go. The other night, you sent a message to me. I've never known how to answer very satisfactorily. So I just said I'd see you next time I'm in town, maybe. But that's the last time I'm setting you free. That's the last time I'm setting you free.
free.
Well, friends, that looks like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Spruce Catering is part of the Diversity Food Services family, a chef-driven, full-service catering company. The team brings together culinary talent for some of Canada's most prestigious food events. Please email hello@sprucecatering.com to get your event taken care of.
Groundswell Radio on CKUW explores the best contemporary concert music from Winnipeg and around the world. Tune in Mondays at 2 and to hear it all again Sundays at 4. Groundswell Radio only on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access more deals around Winnipeg.